Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Pamela Madison.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Pamela.
Hey.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. What about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Was it me?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What was the question? You kind of went out a little bit.
Was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Oh, it was me.
I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing okay. I just, I have bad headaches and now body aches, and I just don't feel the same, but I'm here.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're still with us. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Type, it was splenic zone B cell. I'm kind of country, so I'm kind of tired. So we have to talk a little bit.
Pamela, do you have another cell phone near you by chance?
Another phone?
Yeah, another phone.
No, I can go to the window though, because I'm in a mobile home, so I have to go to the window a lot.
Okay, yeah, because the connection's cutting out.
So I'm a kid.
Okay, well, I'll try to get through this a little bit. And you said your diagnosis was a diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
It was zone B cell, yeah.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I was just swollen lymph nodes, and it was in the neck, it was there.
Okay, so just that one-time diagnosis?
Mm-hmm.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yeah, myself.
Okay, and then what was the date that you were diagnosed?
It was August the 19th of 2020.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
At home? Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed? And then, did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall?
It was basically me.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said no. It was me. I'm the one that did do all the yard work around here.
Okay. And if you had to say, how many years have you sprayed Roundup for, if you had to estimate?
How many years? 11 years.
11 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Beg your pardon?
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. The following questions are going to be yes or no. So it's going to be based off your past and present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
No, that was the only time.
And then do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you so much. And then can I have you spell your first name for me, please?
Yes, it's my first name is P-M-E-L-A.
Okay, sorry. Spell that one more time for me. You cut out.
It's P-A-M-E-L-A.
Pamela. Okay, and your last name? Hello, Pamela. Can you hear me?
Beg your pardon?
Can you spell your last name for me?
T as in Tom, H as in Happy, A as in Apple, D as in Dog, I-S-O.
Okay, so I have T as in Tom, H as in Happy. Hair. Okay, hold on. I think you cut out again. Is it T as in Tom, H as in Hair, A as in Apple, D as in Dog?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then the rest?
I-S-O-N.
So Thaddison?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I had that correct. And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior?
No, I don't.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
And are you currently married?
No, I'm not. I'm separated.
Okay, and can I get your date of birth, please?
January the 8th, 1984.
Okay, and can I get your social?
Beg your pardon?
Can I get your social, please?
Yeah, it's 649-4763.
Okay, so I didn't get the first 5 digits. If you could do that one more time, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's 426-4947-63.
Okay, now I got it. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to repeat stuff a couple times just because of how much it's cutting out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, no worries.
Okay.
Can I get your height and weight, please?
I'm 5'9", I'm 5'10", and I weigh 250.
Okay, 5'10", 250. And can I get your email?
Mm-hmm. PamThaddison1@gmail.com.
So I have PamThaddison at?
It's PamThaddison1@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone number I have for you is 601-552-8128.
No, 552-8128.
8128, okay. And is this your cell, your home, or both?
Mm-hmm. It's a cell.
Okay.
I also have another number, but I just got, but I don't even remember. I have to get the phone and find it.
Okay. Whenever you have a chance, let me know.
I'll give you this number as well. Okay, it's, this is a moment here. Okay, it's, area code 769-281-1073.
Okay. And what date would you say that you became aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup?
You said what date?
Yes.
Okay. It was,
Okay. I think you might be blocking the microphone of your phone now. I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
You said the date of diagnosis. It was August 19th.
Is that when you found out you became, or is that when you became aware that your cancer was related to Roundup?
Uh huh.
Okay, so August 19th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer? How did you find out?
Well, I know I was using that, and then they were having those ads and stuff on TV and everything, so I just decided to take a test for that, and that's where I started from there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And then how many times a year would you say you used Roundup if you had to put a number on it?
I use it like 3 times a week, for like 45 minutes an hour most times.
Okay. So you said three times a week, every week of the year?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Was that every week of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the math on that would be about 156 times.
We have a lot of property here.
Okay, so the
yeah, I don't know exactly, but I know I was out there about two or three times a week.
Okay, so if you had to guess, would you say 156? Or, because 3 times 52 weeks out of the year is about 156. Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
I did it for 11.
And then what was
doing that stuff for like 11 years.
Okay. And what was the month and year that you started spraying Roundup?
When I started, it was like June 2009.
And when did you stop spraying Roundup?
Beg your pardon?
When did you stop spraying Roundup?
When I stopped, May the 12th of 2020.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what state did you use the product in?
What
state did you use Roundup in?
In Mississippi.
Okay. Where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? Was it in your front yard, backyard?
It was the backyard and the front yard, and we have like acres in the back there. So it was residential, but it was like open, and the covers are like four acres.
So about 4 acres of land?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
And you said,
what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Oh, no, it was residential.
Okay.
I like home.
How were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself, yes or no?
I can't hear on these phones, so No, repeat that again for me. I'm sorry.
No worries. Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Did you personally spray Roundup yourself, yes or no?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, okay. And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying it at home? Was that the first time you used it?
Yeah, at home.
And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yeah, because I was the one that was using it.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to put a number on it?
Well, I use it for 11 years, and I use it like maybe 2-3 times a week. So.
So the math on that would be roughly around 1,716 times. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then do you get your water from a well, yes or no?
My water from a well? No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I hate this phone.
Sorry,
you
can you hear me
now?
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Yeah, I can hear you. No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay, and then what type of Roundup did you use? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was the weed killer.
Yeah, so was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay. And do you remember what store you purchased the Roundup from?
Yeah, I always got mine at Home Depot.
Home Depot. And then do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchase, or do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No, I have to look, but
as of right now, no.
I have to look for it in my storage somewhere.
Okay. We could put no for now. We could put no for now, but if you do find anything, the attorneys do ask that you do not destroy or tamper with it, because it'll help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the following 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. I'm going to try to get through them as quickly as possible, okay? Have you ever smoked?
Okay. No.
Are you currently employed?
Am I employed?
Currently
no.
Employed. Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or
no.
Treatment related to your condition?
Very important.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes, I have a lot.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, at the hospital.
Okay. But there is proof that there is a medical record that shows that diagnosis?
Yeah, it's proof. Okay. I have proof.
Okay. And then what were the dates that you were unable to work?
The dates I was unable to work? Basically, I haven't worked since really. I haven't worked since I was...
diagnosed?
I was cleared. After I was cleared, I just haven't been back to work because I really worked from home. That's why we had a big, a lot of yard. When I did, I had a small daycare. It wasn't really small, but that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But
what were the dates that you stopped?
I haven't been able just to get back all the way right.
What was the date that you stopped working? Or what month and year would you say that you stopped working? Was it when you were diagnosed?
I stopped, I think the last date was the 22nd of 2020, August the 22nd, because I started my treatment on the 23rd.
So you started treatment August 23rd, 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what kind of treatment did you receive? Did you receive a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took chemotherapy, I took radiation therapy, and lots of pain medication.
Pain medication?
When I was oxycodone.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, Dr. James Moore.
And where is he located? What facility?
He's at the Mississippi Baptist Medical Center. That's in Jackson. If the address is need the address.
Let me see what I can find on Google. So I have James L. Moore. Is that the same doctor that that treated you as well? Oh, hold on.
He might have moved, but he was at the hospital when he came to see me at that time. But yeah, I was at the Mississippi Baptist Medical Center where I was at.
Okay, I have Dr. James Moore, MD. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same doctor that treated you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have his phone number and everything still.
Okay, if I could get his phone number, that would be great.
Okay, it's 601-968-1000.
Okay, thank you so much. And then... And you said that was you received your diagnosis and treatment at the Mississippi Medical Center?
Mm-hmm.
And is that 2500 North State Street in Jackson, Mississippi, zip code 39216?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 1225 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39202.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can find... You said 1225 North State Street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, I do have the address. Okay, so I have 1225 North State Street in Jackson, Mississippi, zip code 39202. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the facility name as Mississippi Baptist Medical Center. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma mm-hmm. impacted your life?
Oh, how has it saved my life? Well, I've been having bad headaches. My energy level is not the same. I just feel I don't feel right. I have neck pains, back pains. I just have a lot.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you went through that, but I'm really happy to hear that you're doing better.
Oh, thank you.
Evidently, you actually started your treatment on my birthday. Thought that was kind of interesting.
Really?
Yeah, my birthday's August
23rd. Oh.
And then, can I get your current full address, please?
It's 2822 Elisha Lane, Northwest, Western Mississippi, 39191.
Okay, so you said 2822 Elisha Lane.
But I wasn't
Lane.
Staying here at this address when
When you sprayed? Okay, so can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so I have 2822 Elisha Lane, Northwest. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And,
and what was the city?
Western, Mississippi.
Can you spell that for me, please? Oh, you said Jackson?
Yeah, Western, like the R, W. No, Western, W-E-S-S-O-N.
Oh, Western, Mississippi.
Yeah, like the oil, Western oil.
Okay, the reason why I couldn't find it is because I spelled Alicia wrong. Okay, so I have 2822
yeah.
Alicia Lane Northwest in Western Mississippi, zip code 39191.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Well, so it's off and on, but they keep they're around. I'm around them mostly every day, or not every other day.
Okay, so would you say they live with you or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm staying with them right now.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
He's my just a friend.
Friend, okay. And can I get their phone number, please?
Close family friend. Yes, it's 601-590-8775.
Okay, and then can you spell their first name for me, please?
Yeah, it's Donnell, D-O-N-N-E-L-L.
Okay, last name?
Goodwin.
G-O-O-D-W-I-N?
Yeah, good and win. G-O-O-D-W-I-N.
Okay, perfect. And then I just have one last question for you. Mm-hmm. What was the address that you sprayed Roundup?
28. And the address?
Yeah.
2856. James Drive, Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Is that in the same city, Western Mississippi?
Yeah, that's the same. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I have 2856 James Drive, Northwest, and Western Mississippi, mm-hmm. zip code 39191.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty, Pamela, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review all the information with you on the phone. What I would suggest is if I'm going too fast or if something sounds incorrect, just feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma on August 19, 2020. You would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 2856 James Drive, Northwest and Western Mississippi, zip code 39191. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 11 years. Your first name is Pamela, spelled P-A-M-E-L-A. Last name, Thaddison, T as in Tom, H as in hair, A as in apple, D as in dog, I as in is, S as in Sam, O as in octopus, and N as in night. I have your date of birth as January 8th, 1984, and I have your social as 426-49-4763. I have your height and weight as 5'10", 250 pounds. I have your email as pamthadison, the number 1, at gmail.com. I have your phone number as 601-552-8128, and I have another phone number for you as 769-281-1073. You sprayed Roundup for approximately 156 times a year. You started spraying Roundup roughly around June 1st, 2009, and stopped spraying May 12, 2020. You sprayed in Mississippi residentially on about 4 acres of land. You were exposed by spraying it directly at home. You sprayed it yourself, and you've had roughly around 1,716 exposures in your entire life. You purchased the Roundup at Home Depot as a concentrate. You lost time from work starting from August 22nd, 2020 until now due to treatment. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. James Moore. He is located at the Mississippi Baptist Medical Center, and the address I have is 1225 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, zip code 39202, and I have his phone number as 601-968-1000. I have the date that you started your treatment as August 23rd, 2020. You received chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication as well as oxycodone. I have your current address as 2822 Alicia Lane Northwest in Weston, Mississippi, zip code 39191. And I have your emergency contact as a close family friend that lives with you. And we do have permission to contact this person if needed. Their phone number is 601-590-8775. I have the first name as Donnell, spelled D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Last name Goodwin, spelled G-O-O-D-W-I-N. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anything you'd like me to change?
No, that's it. You got it perfectly.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send you a copy of these documents. I just need your signatures on them. Just give it a second to generate. Okay. I'll have you go ahead and put me on speaker. Okay, you should have received a text by now. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it as well. It just needs a signature from you. Just in case the line gets disconnected while you're signing, I do want to say, Pamela, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I really, really do appreciate you sharing all this information with me. I know it's not easy to talk about, but I do want to thank you for being super patient with me on the phone. What I'm going to go ahead and do is send you a text with my information. So if for any reason you need to reach me directly, this will be your main point of contact. The attorneys are going to reach out to you after these documents are signed within 24 to 48 hours, but it is also Friday, so I would give them until Wednesday next week to reach out to you. They need to verify the case with you over the phone before they start working on your case. So just keep that in mind. So if you don't, you know, speak to them, that means they're not working on your case. So, and then if you have any questions regarding the documents, please let me know, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Let's see. Did you receive the text with the documents?
Yeah, I got it. I got it right here. Okay. Do I help you? It just got a message. Do I reply help or something?
Is the message DocuSign?
Welcome to that.
Okay, click on the link in the text message. There's a link that should be there.
Not on this one. It's, let me see. Okay, you see it right here. Is it from Sharon?
Shireen, yes, that's me. So click on the link in that text message, and then it'll have a bunch of yellow buttons saying start and then continue, and then it'll prompt you to sign. And then you kind of just keep clicking through and keep signing until it says finish, and then you hit finish.
Okay, but I have to update my Gmail right now, and definitely saying I can't use it, so I update my Gmail.
So did you want to do that? Did you want to do that and then sign? Okay, how about this? We can touch base in the next hour or so regarding those documents?
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Alrighty. I look forward to hearing from you in the next hour or so. If you need to contact me from that 949 number I texted you from, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. Thank you so much, Pamela.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.